Welcome to Shomach Shavan Adav, your sponsor, Lurin Nishma, Sarim B'Yakov Sholem, Melea Basitzchok. We're holding Rosh Hashanah Adav Lamed Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, at the end of the page, brings Rabavo de Kisri. Rabavo, in the place called Kisri, he was Misakin. He went and established. What did he establish? He established Tkiyo Shvarim Chua Tkiyo. And the Gemara asks, but what does he hold? Does he hold the main chua is shvarim, or he holds the main chua is what we call chua? The Gemara says he has a suffix. It may be both. So then the Gemara concludes that therefore Rav Avoh does what we do today, which is tkiyah shvarim chua tkiyah, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah, tkiyah chua tkiyah, all the three types of chua that we have. Seemingly saying that we're not sure which is the right chua, therefore you have to do each one of them. Tosis in the previous page, and also many of the Rishayim, the Rosh speaks about it in length, tells us that there is a minhag that we do tkiyah shvarim chua tkiyah for malchiyos, tkiyah shvarim tkiyah for zichronos, and tkiyah chua tkiyah for shofars. And this, the Rishayim find it very difficult to understand this minhag, because if you don't know what chua is, how can you do only one of each for each one of the brachas? You must do all three of them for each one, as our minig is, as the minig of most Klai Yisrael today is. How can you have a sheet in the Rishayim that says that you do one for each? And the Rishayim come to explain that really you could be yoitze with, according to this minig, with any one of the shvarim. So we just the Rav Chadamil, so we do all the tithes, but we don't really need to do all of them. But obviously, it's still something that needs understanding, because if we can be yoitz with each one of them, why do we play around with it? So the Shem Shmuel says, you see from here that there is something, a pinister, that is going on with the reason why we change the type of chua. And he explains it based on a concept that his father, the Avni Nezer, said. That what's the idea of shofar? Really, when we daven, we always daven belachash. We whisper. Why are we daven belachash? So it's brought down already in the Rishonim. The reason is because there's all kinds of mekatrikim. There's all kinds of bad influences in the world. They're trying to stop our tefillah from going up. So we cover up our davening. We make it very, very quietly so they cannot come and stop our tefillah. Says the Avni Nezer, the shofar, as we mentioned in previous shiurim, the idea of a shofar is the koil pnimi. It's a voice coming from the heart. It's the voice that brings out the neshamadik of Am Yisrael, a voice with no words. It's just a cry out loud. We don't want to express any words because the words is where the mekatrikim come. And especially when it comes to the day of Yom HaDin, the day of judgment, the mekatrikim are even stronger. This is the day of Din, the day of all the dinim of the world. And especially the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is called Dinakasha, is the hard day of the world. It's a time where you have a lot of bad koichas in the world more than any other day. So specifically this day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah to blow a shofar, to be able to do a voice that has no words in it, but still to connect, to go beyond all the me'akvim, all the stoppage that we have in the world. And that's the main idea of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. Because with Hashanah, we are working with a concept of kisui, of cover. This is the reason why the whole mahalach in this mesecto is bakesel yom chageinu. Because things are covered or concealed. We're not doing things out there in the outside. Outside, there's many mikatrikim. There's many bad koiches, koiches chitzoinim, or trying to stop or davening, trying to influence, so to speak, this day to go up against us. So the way we work this day is bekesel yom chageinu. Later, the Shem Shmuel goes on to say that's the reason that this is the only yom tev that even the Eretz Yisrael do 2 days yom tev. It's a day of things are not so clear. It's a day of confusion, purposely to have a confusion, in order to cause the mekatrikim to go away. And we know that part of the whole avodah in Rosh Hashanah is that the satat should be misarbev. We do all kinds of things we have to be misarbev. We don't announce the month before. It's all part of the same thing. It's a day that we conceal our actions. Says the Shem Shmuel, that's also the pshat and the chua. The Kiryate Chazal tell us that chua represents the din. Tkiyah is chesed, chua is din. So when we have the true of Rosh Hashanah, which represents the Din, and we try to conceal it, we try to hide it, we try to cause that confusion and to cover it up from the Mekatrigim, comes a Revol B'Kisri and says, we're going to do now different types of truos. We'll have a Shavoyim truo, we'll have a Shavoyim, we'll have a truo. It's not going to be consistent, because that's what we're dealing with. And as a Shemishul, that's what Revol is metaken, Tafke in Kisri. Kisri represents the place of Edom, which is against Am Yisrael. Because how do you overcome the Kisri? How do you overcome the Din in the world? You come with this confusion system of different types of truths, overcoming the Din by concealing our actions. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants a group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.